You're listening to Mornings with Bruce Allen.
The morning show is hilarious.
Right here on Texas46Radio.com.
And hilarity is going to be at its finest today because, even clearing my throat for him, in the studio today, I have Texas country artist and localite, Gary Glenn.
Oh, thank you so much. In studio guest.
Yes. Y'all can be seated now, please.
Thank y'all.
How are you, brother?
Doing good, man. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing really good, really good. I was talking to you a little earlier. I was posting on social media that you were going to be here, and well, I want to make sure everybody got it. And I went over to Twitter and was going to post it there that Gary Glenn's going to be here. And then I said, "Well, where is Gary Glenn on Twitter, anyways?" Here, I don't know if I. So I went ahead and went and searched and looked over there. And like, oh man, he's a Twitter slacker.
Yes,
so I told you that, and then you went, all right, well, do you do Instagram? I'm going like, oh, crap.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
So you got me there, man. You've been doing all right?
I have been doing fine, man. I've been loving life lately. It's been really good. Doing a lot of music lately, and so it's been fun. I've been playing everywhere you can imagine, man.
That's cool. Yeah, I see your name just about everywhere.
Yeah. Out there. Well, that's one of my goal.
That's the goal, anyhow. So I know you were on the Local Licks show with Matt and I a while back, but I've got a lot more listeners and a lot newer listeners that don't know, maybe might not know who Gary Glenn is. So just in a summary synopsis, tell them about yourself.
I'm a local boy here in New Braunfels. I grew up in a little town called Three Rivers, Texas, which is south of here, a little one light town, and just really got into playing music in my teens and just really started pushing it in my mid-20s, and here we are, you know, 10 years later. And you buying that?
10 years later, you know, sorry, you almost caught me dozing off for a second. But yeah, you've been around a while doing great music. I love your shows and stuff. So you're a pleasure to. You're very entertaining.
I appreciate it. I mean, we started out years ago with a band called Wild Card out of Seguin, Texas, and it just really took off on us. It was one of those big show bands with lights and lasers and smoke and glitz and all that stuff that George Strait complained about in the 90s. And then we did it anyway. So, and we loved it. And after Wild Card kind of disbanded in 2008, I went about 3 months without playing any music and looked at my wife, and wife looked at me and said, "You need to get out of here." So I went and bought equipment, bought a trailer, and just started doing it again and hooked up with a whole new breed of guys, some of them that were originally in Wild Card, most of them not nowadays. And, man, I got myself a fantastic band right now, some good singers, good musicians. I mean, been really blessed. And I've got that same core group of guys with me all the time.
That's good. And you keep in contact with the guys from Wild Card?
Absolutely.
All those guys?
You know Greg Helscher. He's a buddy of mine. He was in Wild Card with me for a long time. Craig Schaefer, who was the drummer and the owner at the time. Keep in contact with him as well. Norman Govett, my old bass player.
Yes,
I saw him
indeed.
A few weeks ago.
Big Norm, yeah.
Every once in a while, you run into somebody that played with you for a few gigs. You know, they were there for a few months, and then they kind of went their own way. But for the most part, the core guys I still hang around with.
Very cool. And let's just go with family real quick. Family life for you. What is the family system consist of at the house?
Well, I have my wife, my beautiful wife, Stacy, and I know she's listening, so I better plug.
I can use that extra stream, too. Thank you.
I better plug the family for sure. Two boys. I have a 3-year-old boy named Troy and a 1.5-year-old boy named Trey. Little surprises in my life, but wouldn't change them for the world.
Well, yeah, and if you follow Gary on Facebook, you can keep up and make sure that you do follow him on Facebook. Because with these Facebook algorithms, you know, that word just makes the hair stand up on my neck. But, you know, if you want somebody to see what's going on or to follow your page or whatever, they've got to be following you. Otherwise, there's no news feed.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I've heard about the algorithm. As a matter of fact, I was reading a post on that the other day, and there's a lot of truth to that. So you got to keep active on it, but you got to keep people active back with you as well.
And I love watching seeing the pictures of your kids and stuff on there. It's
fun. I've had a lot of people tell me they watch my kids grow up on Facebook, which is great.
It's the weirdest thing. It's like a social networking photo album. I mean, it's just you can just see your whole life. just like, for instance, you know, you just like looking on this here, you got 2 years ago or 7 years ago, this or that. And then sometimes you get those like, oh my gosh, I was trying to forget about that. And here it pops up and gives you a nice.
Look how thin I was back then. Hey, before we go too far, I just wanted to say thank you, by the way, for a couple of things. A, having me here, which is great, and I appreciate it very much. But for what you're doing, man, I mean, really, there's not a lot of venues for us guys, local guys that are just trying to make a little bit of music for the folks here in New Braunfels and South Texas area. So, man, I just want to say thanks, man.
Well, hey, I appreciate that very much. You know, I owe you anything for that particular? No, we're good.
Charge.
We're good. I just I'm just going to keep playing your songs, man. I like them.
I would appreciate that.
Seeing you behind the mic here, this is a different kind of setting for you, but not for what you have done in the past. Does it kind of bring back some memories?
Yeah,
a little bit?
Yeah. Moons ago, I'll post a picture later on today to kind of give you guys an idea. But when it was Southwest Texas State back then, I was the one of the founding DJs on the radio station when they first got their license on 89.9, I think it was, FM license.
Right.
And I was on there for about 6 months before I got fired. It was great.
It was good. It's always good before you get fired.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
But, you know, there's always a reason that they're to blame for something.
Oh, it was their fault. They were too sensitive. You know, I threw out a few things that I probably shouldn't have said.
Oh, my gosh. Well, threw out a few of something or another. But as long as it's not the old... I swear, you know, when you do live radio, you know, when you talk to somebody before they come on, it's like, oh, please, we have no... There's no delays. There's no anything. And if somebody pops off an F-bomb,
oh my,
it's like, oopsie-day, you can't, I'm sorry, how many listeners did I lose today?
You don't have a beep button over there, man?
I have no beep button because I already have two hands, I'd have to have somebody else sitting over there at the ready.
At the ready.
It's Gary Glenn, so I better start
to you might
get
hold
my typewriter
on to
finger ready. okay, yesterday, there was a great show at the Brontex Theater, Marty Stewart and Connie Smith.
Yeah.
And... You don't know who you see. You're looking around the crowd, and there's a lot of older folks there because it's older classic country music. And then I look on my Facebook post, and I see Gary Glenn and his driver Greg Helcher,
designated driver,
designated driver. And so I'm like, hey, we're at the show last night. I'm going like, dude, I didn't see you there, but. That was an awesome show.
Oh, my gosh. I enjoyed that immensely. And it never shocks me how talented, you know, Marty Stewart is. I watch his show on RFD Network, and I love listening to his stuff. And, man, I tell you, it was fantastic. It really was.
It was an incredible show. And that was, for you and I both, that was our first time to see him live.
Absolutely, yeah. It was great. I'm glad to check that one off the old bucket list and say I went and saw Marty Stewart.
So I am definitely recommending anyone that has not seen Marty Stewart to go check him out in concert.
And interestingly enough, is he said that he's been coming back here because he gets such great reaction here in New Braunfels that he probably will come back again.
So. Well, you know, it's like the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys could play anywhere around here.
Absolutely.
But they choose the Brontex Theater because of the venue.
Yeah.
It's such a for New Braunfels here, it's really an upscale venue.
Absolutely, and a shout-out to whoever is in charge of the sound. I'm sure you know who they are. But, man, what a fantastic sound. I mean, it sounds great.
Well, you know, it's Carl Nowotny and Dennis Peake, if you ever go out to Green Hall, that's their setup out there.
I'll be darned.
Okay. If you ever see things downtown, like the Wine and Sanger Fest, that's their stuff downtown.
I'll be darned.
But, you know, when they have shows like the Oak Ridge Boys and... Marty Stewart last night, they got to break it down, move stuff to the side, and they bring their own stuff in.
Oh, wow.
So they've got a system down over there, and they do it with pristine precision.
Yeah, and it just sounds great in that hall. It really does. That amphitheater is nicer. I guess not amphitheater, but theater is very nice.
Oh, it is very nice. Just real quickly touching on, the passing of Daryl Singletary this week.
Yeah,
did you ever have any doings with Daryl at any point of your career?
I had one run-in with him, and no, it wasn't a bad one. It was many, many years ago, back in college days. He came by a place called Nephews. I don't know if you, it's probably still there.
Oh, Nephews downtown San Marcos?
Yeah, I was DJing at the Nephews, and Daryl Singletary came through there with Mark Chestnut. And also, name escapes me right now, the other guy that showed up. But it was great, and I didn't get a chance to talk with him very much, obviously, but it was great to have him there. And I'll tell you what, that's one country voice that we're going to miss.
We're going to miss it, definitely. Yeah. You know, and that's, you know, I would, if I asked you a question like, what in Texas country music, what would you change? What do you see out there that you think needs to be changed? I'll say first, for me, my opinion is that it needs to stay country.
Yeah.
Everything needs to stay country in regards to country music in general. But what's your opinion?
I think that Nashville has gotten away from the fiddle and steel too much, man. There's no more of that in there. And I don't know why they felt like they get away from that, but they're so busy trying to have crossover hits.
Right.
And forget about where the root of the music is and the people that love it. I understand that there's more audience in the pop side, and that's why they're trying to cross over. But sometimes there's people who just want to hear steel guitar. I'll big shout out to Midland. Those guys really are doing it right, and they're making people like us love country music again, which is great. You know.
Yeah, good. Have you heard their latest single? Make a Little, I think.
Make a Little. Yes, sir.
Good tune. And you know, their representative, Alex Valentine, lives here in town.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, we came across him. We were doing a debutante ball, and we played, we're trying to keep them dancing out there, you know, and we played the Midland song. All of a sudden, this guy comes up and says, "Where'd you guys get that song?" And I said, "Well, it's a Midland song." He says, "Well, hey, I represent Midland." So we ended up doing it for him so he could videotape it again later on in the show, but you never know who's around, who's listening.
Absolutely.
That's why we're listening to Intelligent Conversation here today with Gary Glenn and Bruce Allen. Let's get to some of Gary's music. Why not here?
That would be awesome.
Okay, so I was talking with my wife about this yesterday, off the subject. A mouse and a mouse, okay, with my little clickers here.
For those of you in the radio world, he's pointing at two computer mouses.
So what do you call two? If you're talking about both of them, what do you say?
Well, I just called it mouses, so I guess we're going to have to go with that.
Mouses. Did you hear that? Shannon, I've got a collaborator here with mouses, so we're going with mouses. I've gone with mice, too, but you know, she says that's not going to work. let's go with Hillbilly Honky Tonk.
Ah, cool.
Okay, how did tell us how that thing came about?
Song I wrote back in late 90s, just a little tune that kind of came to me. I was running it by a buddy of mine who was playing guitar for me at the time, and he just kind of started picking along with it, and the next thing you know, we had a song within like a half an hour. It was actually really cool. It was one of those times that you always hear those stories, but man, it really did happen that way on that particular song. And so what we did was we got the other guys a copy of it that we just recorded down on a little handheld recorder and said, "Hey, learn a part, figure out a part." And then took it to studio eventually and cut it, and I thought it was a really, really fun song. Just a little tune that I...
Well, it's a good tune. If we could all be like AC/DC and go into the studio and get an entire album done in a week, it would be great, wouldn't it?
Hey, and listen for the name drop of Neon Moon in here, by the way.
There we go. Here's Gary Glenn and his single Hillbilly Honky Tonk here with Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com. Enjoy, my friends. That was Gary Glenn and that cult classic, Hillbilly Honky Tonk. In the studio, I've got Gary Glenn, New Braunfels' own. How are you, sir?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Doing well.
You know, I told you, you're going to help me because you've been behind the mic, not just singing and stuff, but DJing and things. Mm-hmm. So you're going to help me do some stuff this morning. I got a couple of stories that I actually had read for the first time this morning, only once. So I have a feeling I'm going to laugh again when I read them. But we're also going to be giving away... what do I got here?
Some swag.
Some swag. I've got, at least for today, I've got the Alex Meixner Band CDs that I'm giving away for those that entered during the week. And Gary's going to be pulling the names out of the hat for me.
So literally, do you have a hat?
I have a hat here. I decided to use one that I don't wear all that much anymore. It's I should, but you know, it just depends. I have to use the old straw hats, the ones that have the elastic band around it. But here we go. We're going to go ahead and draw three names out of the hat here for the
and each of them get a CD.
And each of them get Fantastic. A CD. So,
all right, I'm going to literally draw a name out of the hat. Well, here we go. And that's going to be one of those names that I'm not going to be able to pronounce, I can tell you right now. Marla Severs Samoski.
There you go.
I think that's correct.
Marla, that's good. That's one.
That's one. All right, Marla, you just won something. We may throw in the Gary Glenn swag in there, too, with you. Carol Cochran. Yay.
Hey, Carol Cochran. Good. Now, by the way, this is not all it was planned for him to draw the names, but not... There's no rigging here.
There's no rig, I can promise. Hong Kong Fooey. Hong Kong Fooey is being represented.
Hong Kong Fooey. Well, you know, I had to put a couple of names in there just for just to fill the hat.
Brian Strickland.
Brian Strickland. There
Brian
you go.
Brian Strickland. You're
There's
a winner, sir.
There's our three winners.
Hong Kong's going to feel like he got left out.
He will, but, you know, did you ever see that show, Hong Kong Fooey? So we're going down memory lane here. So there we go. That's who gets those CDs. And I tell you what.
Alex Meixner, Make Some Noise.
That's it. And Alex Meixner. It's not like New Braunfels. No. And it's not like Alex Meixner. It's Alex
I've
Meixner.
I've been taught by this radio station many times that there is only one S in New Braunfels.
And did you hear the history of that song?
I was starting to listen to it when I had to get off of it. I missed that.
You know, Bill Whitbeck wrote that song.
Yeah.
And so he, and those two, and Bill's son plays in Alex's band.
Oh.
So, you know, one thing leads to another, and you get a song, and there you go. So now on Fridays, like today, I will probably end up doing the Alex Meixner version of the song. That's how I sign off every Friday.
Very cool.
Okay. So those of you watching, I have some Gary Glenn swag that I'll be giving away here. The main one is going to be the Closing Time CD. And I'm going to be putting it on Facebook. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot to call into the station to win them. I'm going to put it on Facebook and let you comment and enter below there. So that's what we're going to do. That's right. Since we're actually debuting the two-camera method today.
Oh, yeah. Getting fancy schmancy here.
Yeah, and... depending upon how it all works out, you may or may not ever see it. I don't know until I put the thing in there and says no film or whatever. So that's what we're going to be doing. So we'll be looking for that. Before I play Gary's next song, I've got a story that was on the internet. I get these sources that I go to all the time, and they send me stuff, radio prep, and I came across this one here. And... sorry. It may not be as funny after I read it.
I have no idea what you're talking about either, so this is going to be
okay. In Germany, an alleged guitar thief was caught after trying to serenade a group of prostitutes with the stolen instrument. The police noticed the man on the street trying to play the guitar for the women who didn't seem at all interested. I'm sorry. Some basically are like, that's not very funny, but... When I'm saying this here, the title of it was Guitar Thief Tries to Serenade Prostitutes. Okay? And then when it says serenade a group of prostitutes with the stolen instrument.
And
you know, I saw the word instrument and my mind went into the gutter.
Yep. I see where you're headed. You're headed down a dark path, Bruce.
I haven't. Forgive me, please. But
now, had he paid them, they probably would have been more interested.
They may have been. You know, it's... I only play G, C, and D. It's kind of like, then they walked off, and you know, just you know how things transpire. And that's the kind of stuff we talk about here on the air.
Maybe he thought that was his form of currency.
Oh, that could have been. Some people play for their supper. Are you wondering where we're going with that? We're really not going anywhere with it.
You might want to watch it.
We're just trying to make a... And there's no accompanying video with it to look at on YouTube, so we're all lucky there. but we're going to go to some more good music. How about Liquid Diet? What's up with that, brother?
Liquid Diet, song I wrote as kind of a joke, and then it wound up being a song that we cut. The words speak for itself. I mean, and the title for that matter. If you listen to it, I think you'll enjoy it. If nothing else, everybody's thought it at one point in time or another. I'm just not going to eat food. I'll drink beer and I'll lift 12 ounces at a time. And basically that's kind of where I came up with the tagline for it.
That's it. That's one of those, bathroom literature songs. You just come up. it's Gary Glenn, the Liquid Diet right here, right now. Gary Glenn, Liquid Diet here with Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com. Did you go to the movies very often?
Not as much as I used to. With two kids, pretty tough nowadays.
What's the last movie you saw?
In theater would be a Star Wars movie.
You mean like Return of the Jedi or something?
No. Not that far back. can't even think the name of it. The one before Rogue One, whatever that movie is.
Oh, okay. One of the big ones.
One of the big ones
that came out. Okay. Well, just letting you know what's in theaters today, so you know. The box office prediction is saying the Black Panther is on track to make $180 million.
That's crazy.
You know, and it's, if you can get a movie that's coming out, you know, I get these little things all the time, that's at least going to make over $50 million for the weekend. You know, it's at least worth seeing.
Absolutely.
But some of these debuts that come out, you know, like the one with Jumanji that I was talking about, it was number one in the theaters for 4 weeks in a row. But that, and it was making like, you know, $18 million, $20 million. It's like there was nothing there to compete with.
Yeah.
So finally, it got knocked off with the Star Wars thing coming out. But so now you have Black Panther, PG-13. You have Early Man, which I'm not sure about what that one is. That's PG. And then Samson, PG-13. So if you get a sitter and have any interest, I think Samson is... Wasn't he the...
I didn't even know there's a movie called Samson. I'm assuming... Samson and Delilah.
I gotta go to my biblical times and you know, just some muscle mass out there, just throwing buildings down and stuff with his long hair. That's what it is. I think. What's in the hair?
Oh, that's right. Cut his hair. Yeah, don't get me talking biblical because I'll probably screw something up.
I wouldn't want to do that. So, anywho, let's see. Where was I going here now? I don't know. You got any gigs this weekend, buddy?
I do. I'm doing a fundraiser down in Panama Maria, Texas, this weekend, actually, for the school district down there. Okay. And they're, it's semi-private, but it's like $1,000 a table for this thing. It's one of those kind of fundraisers. Got Freiheit coming up March the 2nd. Hoping to debut a couple of new songs, at least one that I'm working on right now. And we're going to start playing at Freiheit once a month for the next 4 months, I guess it is.
Cool.
See how it goes. And
that's good.
We've been drawing really, really good crowds there, and people really seem to love us there.
Well,
so
they can dance.
They can dance, absolutely. And then, of course, the Rhymers have been really wonderful to me. They've been really nice to me. They've done never asked me for anything, and I've never asked them for anything that they wouldn't do for me. It's just really fantastic family and a great place to
how
go.
How about the... You ever have some dinner out there?
Oh, I love their burgers, man.
Man, they're home
all
cooking.
The time.
It's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Rhymers are great. They're great folk out there.
They are nice. They're very good people. So if you get a chance, go to Freiheit Saloon.
Yeah,
March the 2nd, Friday.
Yeah, thanks. Freiheit's one of our sponsors here on Texas46Radio.com. And make sure you see Gary Glenn at the Freiheit Country Store whenever you can. Coming up. You got some new studio stuff you're just mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
I've got an EP that I'm just beginning to work on. So we're in the very, very early stages of it. But it's tentatively titled A Six-Pack Ago. And basically, these are all songs that I wrote way long time ago, back in high school and just after high school. Songs that have been always there in my heart, but I just never really had a chance to get them down. When I was doing Closing Time, I was pretty much limited to 3 or 4 original songs and then told the rest of the stuff I need to, you know, get to other songwriters.
Right.
So in this one, I'm going to be the daddy on this one, and I'm just going to do 4 songs from what I'm looking at right now, all songs that I've written, and really looking forward to it. And the title track is going to be A Six-Pack Ago. So.
Okay. Well, and it's nice to be able to do songs that you want to do.
Yeah. And I will be the first to admit to you, my songwriting skills are probably quite amateurish, but it's about – putting the songs out there that I've always said I was going to do, friends of mine that have really always encouraged me to do it, but it's also going to be about the musicianship, and I want to make sure I get some great musicians in there to help me out.
Anybody can do a cover.
Absolutely.
But not everybody can come up with a Gary Glenn original.
Exactly. Only I can do that.
Only you can do that. Unless a third comes along and it's Gary Glenn Jr.
Oh, my. Let's not talk about a third.
Stacy? Oh, my gosh. Is there anything else we need to chat about this morning before we head you on your way so you can get back to work and I can get back to work and we can do all of our...
Couple of plugs. Look at me up, GaryGlennMusic.com. I'd appreciate it. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Maybe I'll reactivate my Twitter now that I've been called out.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do Instagram, so there.
And I'm going to help you out with that.
Yeah, I'll need all the help I can get.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll get you there, because Instagram's actually the way to go. Twitter's so 2014, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know it is. Hey, have you been to MySpace page yet?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. We've been listening to, and I'm going to say, intelligent conversation with Gary Glenn this morning with Bruce Allen. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be a guest on my show, bro.
I appreciate it, man. I really do appreciate it. Like I said earlier, I really appreciate what you do, man. Really pushing us guys and helping us guys local. That's a big deal for all of us, and we appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. And don't forget, next Tuesday, my guest is going to be the ever-popular Bruce Weldy from
yes.
Arm's Length, and he's going to be promoting the country music show that's here in that they have once a month over at the KC Hall.
Awesome.
So that's going to be a good one. So until then, Gary, thank you, sir. Have a safe trip back to work and back to more music.